Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Morena team, we got heaps of people in the studio today.
Morena, how
are we going?
Good, thanks.
I'm so excited for this. It's time for fashion. We've got, of course, Penelope Noir here in the studio. And we've also got a special guest, Toa Sabrinsky. Kia ora, how are you?
Kia ora, very good, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming up.
Of course, my pleasure.
We've got some exciting stuff to talk about today, Penny.
Yes, so Toa is working on a play that is going to be at Q Theatre, put on by Silo Theatre, from the 4th to the 24th of September, called Mother Play. You are the costume designer.
Yes, I am.
Which is very exciting. But your background is actually that you are a fashion stylist. You worked at Zimbezi. You've styled for runways, advertising campaigns, film, video. You're a client advisor for Balenciaga.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about becoming a stylist in the first instance. How did that happen for you?
So I went to Elam. I studied fine art. But I had always had an interest in fashion. After I graduated uni, I lived in New York for a year. And then after moving back, I was like, oh, what am I going to do? And my friend, Katie Melody Rogers, was a makeup artist working at Canvas magazine at the NZ Herald. She was working with Dan Auer, who was a stylist. I passed on to her that I wanted to sort of get into the industry, and she kind of gave me Dan's contact, and yeah, I started assisting him from there, and that's how it happened.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
And kind of how, I guess each stylist has their own style. How would you describe yours?
I think I like to look at fashion from a minimalist perspective. I obviously also like to kind of support young designers where I can. Yeah, I think those two are kind of always inherent into this in the styling work that I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were talking prior about the business of fashion and how you learnt that through becoming a stylist and things like that, and how it kind of changed from in the beginning just being about the clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what a lot of people don't really think about is the sort of business aspect of fashion. You know, working as a stylist, you're always sort of facilitating these brand relationships and how you bring brands to people. And I think a lot of the time people don't really think about that. They think of a stylist as someone who gets free clothes. But it's so much more than that, especially when you're, you know, supporting what is in New Zealand quite a small industry. You always have, you're always thinking about that business aspect of it.
Yeah. As in the sense of if you're dressing someone in something, how can that translate into sales? Like, how do the people know where to go and buy that piece of, that item of clothing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You're always trying to advertise, basically. You're trying to, you know, obviously these brands are giving you the pieces that they've created, and what's most important at the end of the day is the business aspect and the sell-through. And so you want to show how, you know, you want to bring these brands to people, and yeah, you have to figure out how that is best done.
But you're also branching out into costume design, and this is your third project that you're working on.
Yeah, this is my third project with Silo, and I kind of feel like I've come a little bit full circle. You know, when I was a teenager, I was a bit of a drama geek.
A theatre kid.
Oh. Yeah, a theatre kid, exactly.
Yeah.
For me, it kind of feels like I've come full circle. I've done fine art, I've worked in the fashion industry, and now kind of returning to theatre, I've been able to kind of bring all of those talents that I've built together.
Yeah.
It kind of feels Yeah, it feels really good.
So the description of Mother Play is a gin-soaked martini of memory, glamour and mommy dearest theatrics. Mm-hmm. It's written by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Paula Vogel and directed by Sophie Roberts. And it's set in 1962... with a character called Phyllis Herman. Yeah. Cigarette in one hand, drink in the other, and she is dragging her kids into another crumbling cockroach-infested apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
It sounds like so much fun.
Does in the costume design, because, yeah. you know, it spans, like yeah. you're saying, over four decades. Can yeah. you kind of talk us through how do you kind of just start, and you know?
Well, I think we're really leaning into the fact that this is a memory play. So in that regard, we're not really sort of thinking so much about historical accuracy.
Right. Okay.
It's more about the mood and the character and sort of bringing the feeling that we want from Phyllis out in terms of what she wears.
Mm. Oh, so it's more about like the vibe per
yeah,
se.
Yeah, exactly. It's oh. more about the vibes than being historically accurate. Of cool. course, I'm looking at historical yeah. references.
Totally.
But just so I have sort of a base to work from, and then we can kind of like mess it up a little bit.
It must give you a lot more freedom that way.
Yeah.
In terms
yeah.
of the creativity.
Totally.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're really also adding an aspect of camp, which mm. Sophie loves. So we're really, mm. yeah, we're pushing it further than just being a naturalistic
yeah.
costume.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. Yeah. Oh, I'm starting to imagine like those 60s kind of 70s fits you're putting
totally.
Together for
yeah.
a...
Yeah.
Is she a character that kind of likes fashion, or are you just making it real glam?
No, she loves fashion.
Oh, and I
she
love
loves
her
fashion,
for that.
She loves glamour. Of course, she loves drinking and smoking too. I think that goes part and parcel sometimes with the fashion yeah. world.
Yes, I've met a few of you.
Yes. But yeah, she loves glamour, but you know, maybe the glamour that she's chosen has come from a bargain bin. You know?
Okay. Right.
Thrifty.
Yeah. She's
yeah.
a thrifty queen.
We were kind of referencing Madge Simpson, you know, a la Chanel, when she
yeah.
gets the Chanel
yes.
from the bargain bin and then just reworks it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
And Marge
yeah.
Simpson has actually become a reference to my costume design.
That's awesome. So when you start a project like this, do you put together like a vision board, or what, like, what does it look
yeah.
like for you?
I put a mood board together for... In this show, we have three characters, and so I've kind of put a mood board together for each character.
Yeah.
More so a feeling, a vibe, not specifically what they are going to wear.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just a mood.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are the kind of mechanicals behind it? Do you get a budget and then you go out and shop and then get things reworked and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically it. So I... Basically, for the first few weeks, I'm just shopping, trying as much as I can to work within a budget.
Yeah.
but actually, with the show, I found it, you know, I've been able to go to my favorite vintage stores, my favorite retro stores, and I've also been shopping quite a lot, you know, in op shops.
Yeah. Mm.
There's actually some really amazing... vintage and retro pieces just sitting in op shops around Auckland.
Yeah. I imagine you know what you're looking for as well, whereas
yeah.
like mm. most
there's
of
all, there's a lot of sifting.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's a
yes.
lot of sifting through crap, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have some favourite op shops that you found really good things in, or are you gatekeeping
oh.
so that you don't tell all the listeners about it?
Gatekeep, but
that's fair enough. You know, it's doggy dog out there. It's
yeah.
doggy dog. I've heard things about thrifting in the States, and you lived in New York, so you
yes.
can probably verify this, but the Goodwill bins and how it's just like
yeah.
mayhem.
Carnage.
No,
carnage.
They're amazing. There's also, you know, if you're in New York, Beacon's Closet is a personal favourite
mm.
of mine. They have everything.
Wow.
Everything.
Have you got a favourite piece that you've thrifted for yourself? Or anything, actually. Did you find a Chanel?
I wish. You know, you can always find... You can find amazing things online, but I think what's important for me is to find it in person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially when you're working in costume, it kind of has to be more immediate. I can't be waiting for weeks for something to arrive.
Yeah, or potentially not arrive. I think we're really lucky in New Zealand to have the kind of op shop thrifting community that we do. Like, I was raised in op shops, so I know the whole joy of the rummage. And I think New Zealand's really good at it, really good at recycling and, you know, kind of donating and that kind of cyclical clothing situation, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see what Phyllis Herman is wearing. Are you dressing her and the children?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dressing all three of them.
Yeah. And are the children, like, really different from Phyllis?
Yes. Extremely. Kind of almost in that absolutely fabulous way where the mother is
the
sort
rebellion.
Of,
yeah.
There's a little bit of rebellion going on. I think she looks at clothing from, you know, this more glamorous perspective, and she sort of wants to project something different to the kids.
Well, Mother plays on at Q Theatre. It's put on by Silo Theatre, and it's from the 4th to the 24th of September. Thank you, Toad, for coming in and talking to us about costume design and your fabulous career.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Toad.
And thanks, Penny.
That was fashion.
That was fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.